Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we'll meet Vernon Marino, Vice President of Support Services at Marin Health. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth. Vernon, thank you for your time. It's so great to talk with you. So tell us, what's next in the Marin Health expansion? Give us the update.
The updates are over the last 6 months since we've moved in for patient care, we've been working on completing the balance of construction activities in the Oak Pavilion, which has also included a reset of some of our existing facilities. That work is related to punch list activities, to accessibility requirements. That work has involved level one, level four connectors, as well as stabilizing our building and our security operating systems. We are still a number of months away from completing that work in the Oak Pavilion, but one thing we were able to do was to begin patient care back in September, which with this ongoing pandemic was a great decision for us to embark upon to be able to provide this building for the community. Optimization currently in the Oak Pavilion, what we are doing there now is going back through and doing additional automation of key doors, access control. We are adding additional electrical power and outlets, you know, a number of those things that you find once you move in. And we are also resetting some of the workflow for supply management for the organization. Those are some of the key activities related to the Oak Pavilion.
Man, that is a lot of growth and change, especially with the construction of Oak Pavilion. But there's a lot more in progress as well and coming soon. 280,000 square feet of space outside of the hospital and 35 buildings. Is that right?
That is correct. In those spaces, we really look at that as our support services, ancillary, and the medical network. And so here's where I expand upon Marin Health as an enterprise. I'm pleased to report that we've just opened this past month an urgent care center at 4000 Civic Center. That is our central Marin major medical hub. At this same location, we are finalizing our plans for an orthopedic center, which is going to be real beneficial to our enterprise. We are also in active design to replace the planning CT equipment at our radiation oncology center at 1350 South Elysio. That is a $2 million project with strong philanthropic support. And one additional item here is resetting and optimizing the use of 75 Roland Way, which is our North Marin major medical hub of about 40,000 square feet. There we are repositioning our primary care and our specialists together. That will create synergy and further efficiencies for patient access. We anticipate to complete that work in early June.
And then can you give us an update on the existing facilities and changes to the Cedar and Redwood Pavilions, where you're planning to incorporate some interior design elements similar to the Oak Pavilion?
We are. Let me first share that with COVID and where we find ourselves financially, we actually have needed to step back for a moment and reassess our priorities and the plan that we had drafted this past year. What we are seeing, though, in the existing facilities is what we call backfill. Some of the progress that we've made there is we've been able to relocate pre-admission center from 1300 South Elysio into the former emergency services space. That brings those services on campus, which create a lot of operational efficiencies. We've done other departmental type consolidations, bringing, for instance, our pharmacy services division all into one space. That was a very fragmented group of individuals spread throughout the organization. We are repositioning sleep rooms, expanding space for the hospitalists, for palliative care, taking an opportunity where we can in the vacated spaces to repurpose them to benefit the workflow of a number of departments. In relationship to the interior design, our plan as we go forward is to incorporate the color scheme and the furniture plans that were introduced into the Oak Pavilion over into the Cedar and Redwood Pavilions, which are referred to as the former older facilities. We have not actively done a lot on that at this point. As I said, that's pretty much financially driven right now. I anticipate we will begin more in earnest later in the year.
And then can you give us an update on the former facilities and the seismic improvements happening on campus?
Yeah, that's a multi-year project. We are just about to kick off later this month phases 2 and 3, which are the final phases. That involves some seismic work at our east wing of the Redwood Pavilion, which also includes an external exit staircase. Once that is complete, that will allow Marin Health to go back through OSHPOD, which is the governing agency for our buildings, and reclassify all of our buildings to be compliant up through 2030. And in the case of the Cedar Pavilion, longer than that.
Right. And then how about an update on the West Wing addition, which is going to include an expansion of cardiovascular and the progressive metabolic unit?
So on the West Wing addition, it looks right now that the plan is to not advance that work. That was approximately $50 million worth of work. Leadership has gone to the board to ask that that work be paused and some of those funds be reallocated to other causes in the organization. Those decisions will be final here, I believe, in the next 30 to 60 days. What that will allow us to do is to redirect funds to other critical projects as we reassess long-term what the final entrance will be and the final configuration for the campus. Specific to cardiovascular, pleased to report that as part of the move into the Oak Pavilion, we were able to expand cardiovascular services to two full nursing units in the Cedar Pavilion. Those are levels 3 and 4. And what that allowed us to do is to privatize all of the patient rooms, which is the model in the Oak Pavilion. We had had a number of semi-private rooms in the Cedar Pavilion, and those are now private. For progressive metabolic care, that also allowed us to expand the number of beds on level 2 in the Cedar Pavilion.
And then lastly, what is the future plan for the medical offices and ambulatory services?
Currently, as part of our EIR, we have approval for the addition of a 100,000 square foot medical office building or ambulatory services building, however you might want to refer to it. That design is complete. There is what we believe to be one more County of Marin planning review, which looks like it will now be in the month of May. That project has not been funded. The organization is determining when would be the appropriate time to fund it. That is not final. Once funded, we are anticipating approximately a 3-year construction, which involves first building a second parking structure to deal with lost parking and then move to the medical office building. Again, while that's not a final decision, that remains a key initiative of the organization.
Absolutely. Well, this has really been fascinating, Vernon. Thank you so much for your time and talking to us about all of the growth and change happening at Marin Health and all of the future plans and expansion we can look forward to. So thank you again. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Vernon Marino, Vice President of Support Services at Marin Health. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.